Well, I'm so excited that you're here to join me for Voice of Breakthrough, this podcast. So we are going to hit some powerful topics every single week. We will be having a new podcast with a new topic. So get ready. I'm telling you, this is great to exercise to. This is powerful to listen to when you're cleaning your house or cooking that dinner or cutting the grass, but you can turn up loud on your little iPhone or whatever you have there. Anyway, you're going to love this powerful, life-changing, every single week podcast of Voice of Breakthrough. God's going to shake everything that has to be shaken. Amen. So when we look at olives, we actually see a prophetic sign of how God gets a believer and the process they go through. But you also see a little bit of the pain that Christ went through and the pressing and the crushing so that his anointing could come forth. So it's a very, very prophetic thing that God did with the olive. Even in modern day, the way they do it is still very prophetic. And so first we have to be shaken out of the world. Amen. And how many know some people take a lot of shaking for that to happen? Amen. So there's a shaking to get us out of the world. And then we're cleaned with the word. God's word cleanses us, the Bible says. His word is like water that cleanses us, right? And then he filters us, or that sanctifies us. In other words, we go through some things. Amen. We go through some things and it gets rid of the debris. How many know when you go through a trial, you are supposed to be able to count it all joy? And the only way you can count it all joy is if you get to the place where you get stronger in God and you become matured and you let go of the things that don't belong. Amen? Sanctification is the process or the trials and the things you go through that get the things out that don't belong. Amen? And then we're mashed. The word calls it pressed together. And heat it. And when they heat it up, thus this is all in the trials, right? You're in that trial, and you know you're being filtered. And now, more than filter, how many's ever been in a trial that felt like you were being smashed? It was like the place where I don't even know what to do. I don't know where to go. God, is this going to work? What do we do? And in that place, there's a heat that's put on, and even like in this process, it'll never get so hot to destroy you when you're in the will of God, when you're like, Lord, show me, Lord, show me. When you put the Lord in charge in those trials, it will get really hot to get rid of the debris, but it will never destroy you. But if you put the enemy in charge of those trials and you begin to murmur and complain and gripe and act like the world, then the enemy is going to do all he can to make this thing unbearable. Amen. And so then, God will let the thing get really hot, but he won't let you be destroyed if you turn to him. Amen. All things work together for good to those who love God and are called to his purpose, not to everybody, but to those who turn to God. Those things that the enemy means for evil, God will turn it to good like he did in Joseph's life. And once all this is pressed and everything happens, then like he was tasting it, then there's a good taste, there's a fruit, there's a purity to the quality of who you are as a believer. Amen? So as I was looking through this whole idea of oil, and so I went to some scriptures. Go with me to Matthew 25. I'm not going to do the whole thing. You know I studied the whole thing. But this is really an important thing. That one of the other ones about oil that I'll just mention, we won't have time to get into it, but in the book of James, when it talks about if any of you are sick, then you go to the elders, and the elders will anoint you with oil. That's one of the one time, you don't see it a whole lot after the cross, after the Holy Spirit has come, where they actually use oil. I believe when you see them using oil in Scripture, it's not in the New Covenant that many times, it's in the Old Covenant over and over and over. But it is in that covenant when a believer is sick. This is for a believer. When a believer is sick, they come to the elders, the mature people in that body that they feel led to be at. And the first thing they do is they confess their sin. What is it that has allowed the enemy to bring this into your life? That's not a bad thing. We act as if we're all sinless. Come on. If we were sinless, we'd be walking on water. Amen? We are being sanctified. We're going through the process. We're being changed into his likeness. I've yet to get to a place where God says, oh, Cindy, there's nothing left in your heart that isn't 100% me. Amen? And so as we mature and mature, it becomes attitudes. It becomes the simplest little things. It becomes like, you're kidding. Lord, they get away with, Lord said, we're not looking at them. You asked me to take care of you. Amen? He's holy. He wants us to be holy. And so as we go through that process, so when there's sickness in the body of Christ, the Lord is saying, deal with any sin issues. Help that person. Elders, help that person. That's what our Tuesday nights groups are supposed to be doing. I believe they are. Help that person see why this is an issue in their life. Help them see how Satan could have a hold on sickness. Jesus over and over and over connects sickness and sin when he prays for people. Over and over and over. Why does a church think it's not connected? It's a good thing that it's connected. Why? Because then there's a solution. Get rid of the sin issue and be led of God in the healing. Amen? And so we see that in James about anointing oil. But then we see Jesus talking about this parable, Matthew 25:1. The kingdom of heaven shall be compared to 10 virgins who, taking their lamps, went out to meet the bridegroom. Okay. And the 5 of them were wise, but 5 of them were foolish. And those being foolish, they took their lamps, but they did not take the oil with them. In the Word of God, if you cross what... when you see the word lamp, and it's talking about a human, it's our eyes. It's how we see things. Amen? It's how we see things. So if you look at this, the virgins represent true believers. True believers. Those who are true born-again believers. Amen? And so half of the believers, they all have lamps. They all have a way they see things as born-again believers. Amen? They all have ways they see things. And they go out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish, they took their lamps, but they did not take the oil with them. Now, one thing you can see with this oil here is, if you think about what we just learned, is they didn't understand the suffering of Jesus Christ. They didn't understand how he was pressed, what he went through, what he paid for. And they didn't understand how, as believers, we're going to go through trials, and there is a way to get through those trials that will produce oil in our life. Whoa, amen, if we're believers. They don't understand that. They're still blaming God for everything. They don't understand, I don't know why. Their prayers aren't being heard because they don't understand the truth and the reality of God's getting to the oil. Amen. He's got it in Scripture. He tells you to go and confess your sin. He wants you to deal with your stuff so Satan loses his authority. Amen? We need to quit acting like we're judging each other. Everybody's got stuff. And a lot of it's in that room next door where we're having the giveaway. But God wants us to deal with it. Isn't it good that there's really spiritual laws and a reason behind what the enemy's allowed to do? Instead of just this, I don't know, I'll find out when I get to heaven. How about if you go ahead and ask the Holy Spirit, who's the same one who's going to reveal things to you in heaven, and he should be living in you, and if you allow this oil to be produced in your life, if your lamp has oil, you see things through the oil, amen? You see brightly. If you ever see those old-fashioned lamps, nowadays the young people wouldn't even know what they're talking about, and I only know because there was a popular country decorating was popular for a short time. It may still be popular, but it was really popular for a short time when, I remember when Lauren was little, they had all these craft shows everywhere. And so they had those oil, you could actually go buy a light and fill it with oil, and it had that wick that goes down there, and then the wick soaks in the oil. Then you light it, rubbing two stones together. No, I'm just kidding. You light it with a match. But then it will burn and burn and burn and cause light. Some of y'all say how old you were. All the way until the oil is gone. Once the oil is gone, even though the fire was, there's nothing keeping that wick going. Amen? So that's what he's talking about here. You have a wick, you have a lamp, you maybe had some oil. But when Christ comes for his bride, he's coming for the bride who has the oil. Amen? Not the bride who had the oil, not the bride who has the... You won't be able to be part of the wedding feast. This is what I believe. You won't be part of the wedding feast. Why? Because you became too busy? Because you just never got hungry enough to understand the ways of God and the deeper things of God? You never understood what he's talking about when he talks about oil? Oil is the substance that was poured out and made available in the spirit realm when Christ was pressed and beaten and bruised and even placed on that tree for us. Amen? Amen? He poured out his blood. He went through the process that an olive goes through to become a fruit that we can eat and partake of. That's pure. So the pure holy lamb was pressed. He was tested in every way possible to be that oil poured out. Amen? And then as a believer, when we become these virgins, that's what we are in the eyes of God when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord. Why? Because we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. And when we begin to be mature and go after God to recognize him as the bridegroom king, most people don't even recognize this powerful reality that he is looking for a bride which will consist of people who sell out to him and people who have their oil full. Now, when Christ comes, I believe this is still talking about I believe this is talking about the rapture. And if you come on the Friday nights, every Friday night in January, we will be watching a video, some new video series that just came out that Greg had recommended. And it talks about the rapture and that. I think one of the biggest mistakes right now going on in the church is they're trying to say there's going to be no rapture. And a lot of the prophetic move is really big on there's not going to be a rapture. Now, if you're not looking, you don't get to go. Amen? I'm a really strong believer in the rapture. I'll just be honest. Why? Because I don't think God's going to pour out his wrath on his people. I wouldn't. When God pours this stuff out, it's not kidding. Everybody tries to make it look pretty. It's not pretty. You can read it in Revelations and Daniel. And it's going to be a time when God says, I gave you every opportunity to serve me. I've given you every opportunity to know who I am. And you've walked so far away from me that even when I reveal myself through these powerful judgments, you still won't repent. Therefore, you are going to deserve eternal damnation. We need to recognize this holy, powerful God and that we've made him to be somebody, we've made him to be so one-sided. Like, oh, no matter what, everybody's saved. Oh, no matter what, you know, it's going to be okay. No, if that's not him, go read the entire Old Testament and you'll see that it's the same God as in the New Covenant. It's just now Jesus has made a way where he's done all the hard stuff. But we have to accept that and want him. Amen. We have to want that oil. We have to want that oil. And the things that come against us in life are going to either cause us to be bitter or it's going to cause us to be pure. Amen? So here we have those being foolish, taking their lamps, they did not take the oil with them, but the wise took their vessels with their lamps. They took their oil in their vessels with their lamps. So those who are wise, and nowhere in Scripture does it tell us exactly when he's coming back. You're not going to be able to manipulate yourself into being the bride. Amen? But you have to, and when I say bride, I'm talking about as close to God as anyone can get. Someone who wants God. And you don't have to be a Christian for years. You could be a brand new believer, but if your heart is right there, God, I just want you. I want to know you. I don't want to walk with you. I want to be with you. All right? But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. The bridegroom delaying, they all nodded and slept. So at one point in time, the church was all excited. I believe in the last, about 10 years ago, most of the church was all excited. Christ is coming soon. Everybody was going to meetings. Everybody was spending time in his presence. How many can say amen? How many in our generation know about 10 years ago, there was about a 10 or 15 year period, if you were saved then, where God was really pouring out and you heard about God everywhere and Jesus everywhere and God was moving and there was a lot of people getting oil. Karen and I got so much oil, we went up in line two or three times for the same evangelist everywhere we'd go. So we want to be the ones who are really looking for the Lord. It says here, he delayed and everybody nodded and went to sleep. Well, the spirit's not moving like he used to and it's not like it was. If you're back in, how many know every generation, it seems like there's some kind of move since that, you know what I mean? To make everybody, this is it, he's coming soon. So we shouldn't be shocked if the church is kind of goes through a season where it's not as exciting as it was. Amen. But he's not telling us we shouldn't have as an exciting relationship with him. Amen. He's telling us that's going to take some going after the oil. Oh, that's going to take, it's not hard to get oil when God's pouring out in Brownsville or God's pouring out at every conference you go to. It's not hard to get oil when the Holy Spirit's just supernaturally pulling everybody in and pulling everybody in. It's just not hard. I'm sorry. I'm like, I got to wipe my nose. It's not hard to get oil. Amen. But what about when it looks like he's delayed and now it's a little harder to get oil? Amen. I was so thankful that there was oil this morning in worship. Do you know what that means? That means that those four people on that worship team have their lamps with oil in it. You can have talent. You can have all the right songs. You can play to get people. They actually teach you at places in the church how to play certain songs to get people emotionally drawn in through the drumming and through this and that. We don't do that here. If you feel, and plus we train up people to know the presence of God over emotion, amen? There was a presence of God that came, and that's with them not practicing. That's with this just trying to readjust and readjusting. I thought that was an extremely great readjustment this morning, amen? Let's give them a hand. Yay! We don't want to take away from their reward in heaven, but I just want, I know they're probably giving themselves more of a hand going, ooh, thank you. Wow. Started off a tad rough there. We're like, oh, what are we doing? And the Lord's like, oh, he's like, but somebody better pray here. Amen. But then when the anointing comes, there's a supernatural flow that you don't even have to practice to have. Amen. We used to have that a lot around here. I think God's saying, can we go back after oil? Let's be a people going after oil. If you would all walk in here with oil, you would do something during the services. Let me tell you, the day of coming in to get oil is still here when we do altar calls. But I think God's changing the season, and this is a day to come in here with oil. Come in here with oil for those who don't have oil. Come in here with oil to show what it looks like to have his oil, to have his filling, to have his presence. Amen. I know you can watch TV every night and watch decent shows, but you won't get any oil that way. You can do a little devotional and get maybe a drip, but you have to press through just like he pressed through on that cross. You've got to, and I didn't see this to right now. He's telling me, I'm saying, Lord, what is going on? And I'm actually just getting this right now about the bridegroom delays, and all, it says, all nodded and slept. It is, which means there is going to be more difficult to maintain the oil when he delays from when there was a season when everybody had oil and everybody's excited and it's any time now. You know, every time God restores something to the body of Christ and every time God takes everybody to the next place he's taken people, which can be 20, 10, 15, used to be 100 years in between that happening, amen? There's this excitement that gets everyone in the Word and gets everybody wanting to be with Jesus and get everyone expecting this bridegroom king, amen? But then there's a delay. Amen. Then there can be a delay. How many know what I'm talking about? How many know, wow, God, just everywhere you went, there was a presence of God, you're falling out. And now for the season, you go to meetings and some of them were worse than if you'd stayed home. There's lovely, Lord, I got more of you at home. And now God's starting to stir up again. Has everybody noticed he's starting to stir up again? Amen. But God is calling us to be those people who recognize what the oil is. We recognize how to have the oil. We recognize when we go somewhere, we go in with oil. Amen. We just go in with oil. It's good to go and get oil, but it would be awesome to have your own supply. Now listen what the wise virgins say. At midnight, a cry occurred. Behold, the bridegroom comes. Go out to meet him. Let me tell you something. Anybody who tells you when it's going to happen is wrong. God's not going to tell you. He has purposely set this up. This, I believe, rapture. I believe this move of his spirit to draw a people into such hunger for him who bust through the sleepiness and stay full of oil. And they're not, don't go by yesterday's oil. Amen. Half of these people did not make it in to this wedding because they did not have oil now. They had oil. But when he delayed, they did not keep going after God. They did not keep going deeper in God. They did not keep their prayer life alive. They did not keep listening to worship songs. This made, God's talking to me this morning. How many know how easy it was 5 years ago? Amen. How easy it was 10 years ago. I mean, when Toronto happened in Brownsville over the last, how privileged are we to be? I was so privileged to be someone, you know, in my 30s going through this most powerful move of God that took me all the way to my 50s. But then God was like, then the church slept because he delayed. Amen. There's been about a 10-year delay. Right? Anybody, if you don't know, it's because you weren't a part of it because you're like so waiting. When's he going to pour out? I think he's going to pour out again. There may be another delay after that. Amen? I'm excited to find out this morning why. Why that he sets that up. He wants to know, who's going to stay hungry for me when it's hard to get oil? Who's going to put in the time? Who's going to put in the study of the word, the seeking me? Or who is just going to just live a life without oil and think about yesterday's memories? Now, I want you to see this because this is really powerful because he's just giving this to me right now. When he comes again, is it going to be a time when everybody's full of oil? If this parable is the Lord giving us an idea of when he's coming, he's going to come in the time when he delayed and half the church is asleep. Which to me means he's not going to come in the hip, hip, hurrah of what he's pouring out, getting ready to pour out again. He really is getting ready to pour out, whoa, something powerful for harvest. He really is. I'm telling you, he's about to pour out something powerful for harvest. We're all going to get oil. We're all going to be excited. We're going to see churches full. We're going to see God move on our college campuses. There's coming something awesome. But anyone who believes in the middle of that, he's taking everybody out. No, he's not. He's going to leave us here and he's going to delay to see who really wants him. Who really wants him enough to go after him when the oil's not easily found everywhere? Amen? So know that there, I believe we're at the, I think he's just showing us this so we know what's going on. There is coming this move of his spirit that everybody's seeing and prophesying and stirring up. If you go to conferences, it's pure again. There's hunger again. Amen? And he's about to do something. But he's going to have a delay between what he does in a powerful way and his calling us to the supper. This is Jesus talking. If you want to base how things are going to happen, go by him. Amen? At midnight, a cry occurred. Behold, the bridegroom comes, go out to meet him. Then all those virgins woke up and prepared their lamps. All of a sudden, everybody, the whole church, is going to know something's going on. They're going to hear. They're all waking up. Maybe he's coming like really soon, and he's waking everybody up right now, and there's not going to be another really big, I believe there is going to be an outpouring because we haven't seen the perfected bride yet. But it could happen. He doesn't tell anybody all the details, right? But all of a sudden, everybody's getting excited. How many, and you got to be honest with you, how many kept oil over these 10 years when there wasn't much oil? This church, we worked as hard as we could in the word and doing things and bringing things. So, you know, thank you. The reason this place is half as full as it was, because the oilless people don't want to come if they're not being poured on with something exciting and powerful all the time. The ones who come, which is about half that are here, than were here, are the ones who've decided, I'm going to keep oil no matter what. I'm going to keep oil no matter what. I'm going to go, if there's just a little drop of oil today, I'm going to get some, but I'm going to bring some. I want to hear, I'm going to be in the word. He's answering what I've been praying to him about. I've been saying, Lord, why is there half amount of people here? I know we went through some shaking. How many know we went through everything we just saw those olives go through? Amen. Amen. Some of them let the fire get too hot. And they let the devil destroy them and their flavor. Some of them jumped out somewhere along the line. I'm not going through all this. I'm just going to go find another place to go to church where they don't have any of this. Number one, good luck. And number two, if they don't have any of it, then you need to wonder if they're having any oil. Amen? And so it's like this knowing that God has in his word. I'm giving y'all revelation right now. This isn't what I was planning on preaching. He's answering my question through the prophetic gift he's given me. I'm so thankful. Amen? Amen? So there would be a high probability that if rapture happened right now, most of us would go. The Lord, I believe the Lord's giving us an understanding going into these end times. You need to have your oil full, even if it's not a great hurrah, hurrah. And I just want to say to those watching who decide not to go to church or hardly ever go to church, you're missing it. The Lord says so clearly, in the last days, do not forsake the fellowshipping together of believers. That's not watching from home. Unless you have no other option. We have people who watch this all over the nations, but they're still very active in church. Amen? I'll tell you something. People who aren't active in church, and I'm not talking programs. I'm talking about being a part of a fellowship and knitting their hearts with others as God puts you together and going through the process of oil together. Amen? If that's not you, you could very well be the virgin without the oil when he comes and be deceived. Amen? You could also come every week and not have any oil and not be trying to get oil. Although God clears this place out pretty good. I'm just honest. It's like, now I know why. I mean, I literally asked some people last week not to come back because they were here for the wrong reason. Well, let's be honest. I talked to them after church and they were here to see what they could get from this church. And I was here to say, I don't have time for it. Go find another church. Go find a real big church. There's a lot of people there. You can try to get all their oil and money and stuff. Is that how we do church growth? I guess not. God took me home. I read the scripture on tares. And the scripture on tares talked about when they were sleeping, they were sown, and then you have a big mess for a long time. I said, I'm not asleep. So can I stop them from being sown right off? He goes, yep. Whoa, and I did. Amen. I done had the tares. I done gone through tear city. Amen. I'm not sleeping anymore. Amen. I'm not desperate trying to have this place full. Amen. Tried that, been there, done that. Shook everything to everywhere. We went through some shaking. We got the half. And God can fill up all the seats however he wants. Amen. But I'm not sleeping. Tares, it's not happening. Wolves can't work because I'm not hireling. I'm just hanging out there with God. And here he is showing me this morning what I've been praying and praying. Lord, what is going on in the church? What is going on here? How could it be half full? You know, do I need to go back and have movie night again? Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? And Lord's like, do you want to do any of that? I'm like, no, I don't. If somebody wants to, I got a projector. Just volunteer. Do something. Amen. Do something with your oil. Now he's showing me. I believe God's about to have another season of harvest. I believe God's about to pour out something. I believe we're going to see this church and other churches full. I just want you to know something. This church is not going to try to keep people. This church is going to see who wants to go through the process of becoming oil, of having oil, of living in oil, and letting that oil shine. You have a light on purpose. You have a light to do something with it. You don't have a light to come in and then try to see all that you can take. You have a light and you come in and bring all that you can bring, and you receive all that God pours out, and then you take it out there to a dying world and you begin to pour it out until your oil runs out. But it can't ever run out because you go home and you hang out with God and you come back and you get refilled and you just hang out with other people who are filled. We're going to be the oiliest people in the world. Amen. We're going to be dripping. Praise God. Then all the virgins were aroused and prepared their lamps. Oh, God's doing something. You know, this is happening right now in the body of Christ. Everybody's, oh, God's doing something. I personally don't believe this is it. He's calling us, but it could be. That would be awesome, but I don't believe it only because of some other prophecies that haven't happened, but we're close. But I want you to see God's giving us a revelation of what it's going to look like. There's going to come another harvest. This place is going to fill up again. And the same thing's going to happen. He's going to make us into people who have oil. Amen. And in that process, there's some point in what God, not just here, but everywhere, there's going to come a delay. And in the delay, God cleans out. And I'm not saying people have left, don't have oil. That's between them and God. I'm just telling you what's going on. People come one or two times. It doesn't matter. That's between God and people. Amen. We don't have membership. Amen. But I am saying that it's not a sign that we're not an extremely healthy place of fellowship. It's actually a sign that we are an extremely healthy place of fellowship because we are people who have oil. So it's exciting to me because if you got this many people with oil on the last go round, I believe we're going to fill up these seats and more with people who are going to want oil. But in that process, how many know in the seasons of delay, God's going to clean house? Amen? It's not that he's cleaning house because he doesn't want everybody. It's because people who do not want to be, half the church, according to this parable that Jesus Christ says, half the church is not interested in oil. And because half the church is not interested in oil, half the church does not make it to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And I am glad there's people teaching on how to survive if there is no rapture. Because for a lot of people, there will be no rapture. That's what I believe. I know that's not what you're going to watch in a little bit on a video we're going to see. That's just what I believe because it's in Scripture and this is what Jesus says. That's not to be afraid. All you have to do is be hungry for God. It's not by your works, it's by your hunger. It's not by your works, it's by your hunger. It's by your desire to have oil. It's your desire, not by works, okay? Works isn't it. It's in freedom that we're free. Actually, I'm further away from works. That's why we're not having movie night and this night and that over here and this over there and all this stuff. Amen? We're going to do what he wants to do and whatever the Lord leads you to do and be a part of, then do it. You have an open invitation here to use the facility to do that. Amen? But God is looking for people, who, or at least his bride, who's looking for him. It even says in Revelation, the very last part of Revelations, the bride says, come, Lord, come. The Holy Spirit says, come. The Holy Spirit's like, okay, she's ready. And the bride is right there, yes, I'm ready, come. And that's through the midst of all this stuff that's happening. Now she says, now let's say we're here for the whole thing, like Mike Bickle and different ones believe, and then that scripture could, then that's fine. We'll be preserved, we'll have oil, we'll shine, whatever we have to go through, we'll go through. But when there is that wedding supper, we're the bride telling him to come, and we have been known by him as his bride. Amen? So whichever way it goes, I'm not saying, nobody knows for sure. The Bible makes that clear. Amen? I just say be ready for it all. Amen? Just be ready. Just don't miss out. All right. The foolish ones said to the wise, give us your oil, for our lamps are going out. Let me tell you one reason they're foolish. They don't know how to get oil themselves. They have spent all their church time running to conferences and meetings and concerts now, boy. So a lot of Christian stuff is this concert. Am I cool with those things? I am cool with those things if you have oil. You're deceived if you think you have oil because you run around with people who have oil. Amen? If I go to a Christian concert or somebody has really awesome worship music and you go to that church for that and it makes me hungry for Jesus and intimacy with Jesus and a relationship with Jesus, which is going to produce what? Oil. Then praise God. That's why it's anointed. But if it causes me to look for the next thing to run to and I stay oilless, then I'm going to be in for a rude awakening. So the foolish ones say, give us your oil. Our lamps are going out. The wise ones say, no. There would not be enough for us and you, but rather you go to those who sell and buy for yourselves. In other words, you need to go find where they have oil that God, that they've paid a price for that oil, and that they can teach you how to get that oil. You need to go where you can find out, you know, Paul says in scripture, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Paul goes, look, the stuff you see in my life and the way I hang out with God and the stuff I've been through and how I handle the stuff I've been through and all these things, watch that and do that. Because he's learned how to purchase the oil. Amen? And that's who you want to hang out with. That's who you want leading you. Amen? I'm thankful that we really don't have any leaders here that haven't had some trials and tribulations, who haven't gone through some difficult things that they've overcome. Amen? That's why it's kind of funny, some of these young people out there leading and they haven't even gone through their first trial yet, but they'll get there. Amen? You're not going to get much oil from them. You might get some zeal and excitement, and praise God for it. I love young people around here. I would love to give them an opportunity to come and learn and grow and mature. Amen? But truthfully, they're running, the foolish ones are running to the wise ones. And the wise ones are wise enough to say, really, they're saying, you can't get it from us. You can't get it from us. You've got to go and find it yourself. You've got to go buy it yourself. You've got to go pay the price for it yourself. This isn't about money. This is about spiritual things. You've got to put the spiritual effort there yourself. You've got to find the spiritual places to go, led by the Holy Spirit yourself. And then you've got to find out how to get filled. Amen? But they going away to buy, the bridegroom came, and those ready went in with him to the wedding feast, and the door was shut. So there is a wedding feast, according to this parable, that God calls the bride, half of the church, and it's a real church, but half of the church cares about the oil. They care about the anointing of God. They care about being close to Jesus. They care about hanging out in the presence of the Holy Spirit, even when there's a season of delay and it's harder. And it's not as much fun. And it's a little bit harder to get up out of bed and go. And it's not everybody, there's that delay. It's in the delay that you find out what you're made of, if it's oil or not. Amen? You know, people who really run from place to place to place to try to, there are churches that have a one-hour meeting and it's a hyped-up concert with very little scripture and not that much anointing. And somehow it makes people feel like, well, they are part of these virgins possibly. They could be born again. But they don't realize they have no oil. They don't realize they're giving up the greatest part of the kingdom, spiritual blessings in the heavenly, which is to be the bride of Christ. Now he goes on. Afterwards, the rest of the virgins come back, and they say, Lord, Lord, open up to us. Now, they're hearing him still. There's still communication between them with the Holy Spirit, right? But answering, he says, truly I say to you, I do not know you. He's saying, you've not been close to me. You've not been intimate with me. That word know is an intimacy. That's the same word they use between a husband and a wife. And it's an intimacy to say, I know. He's like, you've never gotten oil from me. You've never let my Holy Spirit just saturate you and hang out with you and you get in the Word and you fall in love with me. I don't know you. So this gives me the revelation that you can be part of the church and really be part of the church and not know Christ, and he knows who you are if you don't know him. And they think it's the same thing. They think it's the same thing. They just think, oh, they're more radical, or they're just more. Some people do just have zeal, but you need to look at the fruit. Does somebody have oil? Does somebody go through things and there's an oil and a fruit of the Spirit? There's love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, long-suffering, patience, that they go through things and they hang out with God and they love God anyway and they don't twist his word and they hang on to God. Is there oil there? Quit thinking it's just personalities. There's people with really, zealous personalities who have no oil. They're the ones usually who run back to the world as fast as anything. The Lord says, this is what I never, ever want to hear the Lord say to me. I do not want to think that I'm in his perfect will. I do not want to think that I am just so anointed and that I have everything going with God and I'm going to be married to him, that I'm going to be part of the bride and have him say this to me. Because these virgins had no idea that he could say this to them. This is the preaching that needs to get out there. Because we have a lot of these people who think everything's fine because they go to a few meetings and this and that. You even have people don't go to anything and still think that they're fine with God. And the Lord sees this stuff. He knows this stuff. He says, therefore watch, for you do not know the day or the hour in which the Son of Man comes. Isn't that powerful? And he equates it to oil. He equates it to having oil. I know one thing. This year, 2019, we are going after oil. And even if there's a delay, even if there's a delay in what God is pouring out, and it may be, who knows, it's kind of iffy back and forth because he's waiting to see a people who's hungry. We are going to be a people, whether we're a big group of people or a small group of people, we are going to be a people who want his oil. Amen? So I want everyone's attitude, if your attitude's not right, to change before you come in. I don't want you coming in thinking, well, I wonder what's going to happen today. I wonder if Cindy's got any good thing, or I wonder if the worship team's going to be good. I want your attitude to walk through the doors and say, I am going to buy some oil today. I'm going to buy oil. I'm going to hear what the worship team does, and I'm going to hang out with God, and I'm going to get some oil purchased while I'm worshiping this morning. Whoa. I'm going to grab onto that anointing, and I'm going to say, fill me up with it, God. And then I'm not just going to live there. And I'm going to hear whatever person is speaking, whatever testimonies are going forth. I'm going to have ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying, and I'm going to grab that like oil. And I am going to become a person who sees going to church or going to meetings totally different than the sit there and let me rank this thing and let me judge this and let me figure out where they're missing it or what they're doing and all this stuff. And instead, let me see where there's oil. And I encourage you, don't go where there's not oil. And if you don't think there's oil here, you shouldn't go here. Amen? That's another one of those growing church. I do everything they say not to do to grow a church. If I want to know what to do, I just go read what they tell me to do. And no matter how much I say I'm going to do it, it just never happens. It doesn't happen. Because truthfully, we're growing people into the headship of Jesus Christ. Amen? And it just doesn't fit into the growing church plan. We have outreaches and a lot of fun stuff. So I really want you to get that heart. I want you to get that heart. I want you to get that heart when you're at home. I want you to think, what could I do right now? It doesn't mean bondage. I'm not saying, oh, I got to do something Christian. You can do everything in bondage and get no oil. Amen? It's in a heart that says, you know what? I want oil. I really want oil. So I'm going to watch this, or I'd like to be a part of this, or I want to be a part of that. Amen? I just think God just gave me answers to what I've been praying for 2 weeks. Amen? Now, if you love this teaching, and you better say you love this teaching, then we want you to check out our web at beautyforashes.org. There is so much teaching there, and there's a resource library there. And also, check out my Facebook page at Cindy Foster Beauty for Ashes Ministry. We'd love you to partner with us and come along for the ride into the apostolic. God bless you.